Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Late last night out on the West Coast.
And Gonzalez hits it high in the air down the right field line. And if it's fair, it's gone. And it is gone. A two-run homer like that. And the Twins have tied it up 3-3.
Twins are unbelievable, Mike Max.
Oh, my gosh. You know, last night you said, okay, this is an off night. Mike Trout hits a home run to open the game, and you go, all right, yeah, keep him down forever. And pretty soon they have pass ball and a wild pitch, and it's 3-0. You go, all right, just, you know, you're not going to win them all. And they're getting beat. Cale Stone, great for the Angels. They take him out, and in two pitches, the game was tied. They open with a double. They pull the pitcher. Another double, and Gonzalez hits a home run, and it's 3-3. And you're into the Angels' bullpen, which has been taxed this year. And then they just open it up, and they score four more runs in the, I think it was the seventh inning, and they blow them out. I mean, it's just incredible what they're doing. Arias hits his first home run, and I don't know if people saw that or not, but I don't know if his feet ever touched the ground. It was something, man. He put the hand in the air and coming through there, and guys are hugging him in the dugout. He was all smiles. It was really something to see. He's just called up, of course, for them. And, you know, you thought, you go, okay, they're allowed a down day here and there. And all of a sudden they get seven runs on the board. And you're going, what happened? They just keep coming at you in different people. And like I said, Arias and then Gonzalez last night were the hitting heroes. The night before, it's Sano's home run. This thing is so spread out and so effective and so efficient the way that they're doing it by accident or by plan that it's incredible. Pineda was good enough just to hang in there, kind of like he's been all year. If he gets some run support, he's okay, and he did. And now they've already won the series. It's a question if they can complete the sweep tonight.
Well, Martin Perez, probably our hottest pitcher out there tonight.
Yeah, who was it was saying the other day? I think it's Bert Blylen we had on. He said, you know, he looks like, I kind of wonder, he reminded me of someone, I couldn't put it in. He said, looks like Yohan Santana. He does right now. He that left-handed delivery, sharp, everything sharp, his breaking ball sharp. He moves the ball around, gets ahead of hitters, all those things, and works pretty quick the way Santana did when he was pitching for the Twins. So, yeah, you run him out there, and the Angels are, you know, the Angels have a good roster, too.
They yeah. Do.
Good players on that team. They might be a little short in their bullpen, but you know, the Twins have now won, what, 4-5 against them? 2-3 last week and scored a ton of runs. It's just incredible what they're doing. And they come and they still, you know, they still haven't played the easy teams in their division yet, Chicago and Kansas City. So it's going to be a fun summer. But this is last night I thought was really indicative of, you know, you got a team that on an off night, you still put together a comeback like that and win. That's pretty impressive.
Maxie, let's talk about Steve mentioned in the news. If anybody knows, this is the most mysterious thing I've seen, where apparently there's secret meetings in the MIAC regarding St. Thomas. Do we know any more today?
I don't, because it's all presidents. I don't know any presidents in the MIAC, I don't think. I saw St. John's announce his resignation the other day. But I don't know. I don't know what meetings they're having. I don't know what their criteria is. You know, from an athletic department, we all think this is a sports decision. But obviously, if it's the president's, it's got to be bigger than that. And I don't know if it has to do with they want a certain enrollment or size. I don't know. But it's really hard to cover it when you don't know the people involved. The president, they had 13 that have representation, and not, you know, from an athletic standpoint, not every, you know, you get two all women's schools, you got St. Mary's, doesn't have football, so it's not like they're all fully athletically invested in the conference, but they all get a vote. And For the life of me, I have no idea what those conversations are like, or who's leading them, or, you know, I don't know if they have more powerful people in the president's seats than others. I have no idea, because I don't know any of these people that are involved in this thing.
Yeah, and you can talk to the ADs all you want, and your response is, yeah, we don't know. We're not in the meetings, apparently.
Yeah, because, you know, we think of it as an athletic decision, but presidents, I mean, a lot of presidents, you know, athletics is down the food chain in terms of what they want, I don't know. Like you said, it's mysterious, because I assume there's a lot of correspondence going on there at the highest level, and people talking about and reasons given. But to date, there really hasn't been a real fortified or unified mission statement, or, you know, this is what we want the MIC to look like. This is why they don't meet that criteria. You know, we've gotten bits and pieces of that, but it's really hard to put this one together.
Yeah, there is zero transparency.
Yeah, and I don't know that anybody holds anybody transparent, because it's private college presidents.
Right.
You know, I don't know how they're obligated to no one, I guess, I think about. Plus, they've never done things like this, so I don't even know how that circle works, if they have regular meetings, or if there's different people that are in charge of different things. I don't even know how they're structured that way.
Yeah, I'm not sure many know at all, obviously, judging by not really knowing, but... Anyway, the Gophers are playing baseball today in the Big Ten tournament against Nebraska, and you talked to John Anderson.
I did, and he said it was good. He went down to practice. He said it was cold and rainy yesterday. So
again,
I think they've had all spring, but they get Nebraska. They got a couple pitchers hurt, which isn't good. Max Meyer's a really good one. Last year, of course, they went to the Super Regional against Oregon State. It's a tall task for them this year, but they're playing in Omaha, the site of the College World Series, so that's kind of fun for the kids and whatnot, and with the Big Ten Network, they'll get a nice audience for that. And they just need to kind of, they did have two good weekends here to close it out, and played well against Northwestern last week, and so they got a little bit of momentum going in. They didn't play as well as they'd like during the season. They struggled, and Big Ten they were okay, but overall they struggled. So this is, you know, it's baseball, so you can put something together late in the year anytime. And the five seeds, so if they win, they play a one seed, or four, I can't remember, maybe a four seed. So they got some work to do, but the good news is they've been playing a lot better the last 2 weeks.
I was telling Mikey Lynch, we were talking about the weather last night, Max. I went over to see my son's game. It started kind of late last night, about 7:30, and the weather wasn't good, and it was raining and windy, and guess what they did?
What?
They decided, because it was so awful out, they'd play double overtime.
Oh, boy.
You know, you're waiting, let's go, let's go, let's go, and all of a sudden,
two overtimes later, so, man, but at least they got it in, right? That's all you can do right now.
You got to, yeah, because you've got state tournaments of all sorts coming up here real soon as well. Hey, come back at 8:40, got more stuff, we'll talk a bit about Ryan Saunders, too.
You got it, thanks, Dave.
Mike Max, WCCO 747.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.